This item is entitled NFB Newsline, From Phone to Computer to Podcast to Pocket. The Director of Sponsored Technology, National Federation of the Blind, is here to give us this report. This is Scott White.
NFB Newsline Online, a service of the National Federation of the Blind.
Revolutionary.
Exciting.
Choice.
Progressive.
Freedom.
Innovative.
New. Flexibility.
Variety.
Access.
Connected.
Pioneering.
Options.
Current.
Groundbreaking.
Modern.
Technology.
NFB Newsline. On the phone, on the web, and on the go.
Good afternoon, fellow Federationists. Are there any NFB Newsline subscribers in the house? Imagine reading your favorite publication on your way to work, as your sighted colleagues do. Imagine visiting a website where you could obtain the content that you're looking for very quickly and easily, simple to use. Imagine listening to your favorite publication on your MP3 player and the sections of interest that interest you. Imagine listening to your computer. Imagine listening to NFB Newsline over your computer speakers any time, day or night. Well, my friends, imagine no more. Announcing NFB Newsline Online. On March 31st, 2009, NFB Newsline increased its online presence by unveiling the service NFB Newsline Online, and that can be located at www.nfbnewslineonline.org. This interactive website was designed to create, to house four internet initiatives: NFB Newsline in Your Pocket, Web News on Demand, Potable News, and Keystream. NFB Newsline in Your Pocket. NFB Newsline in Your Pocket is a software program that's designed to automatically transfer your favorite publications from our servers to your portable device. The current portable devices that we support are the Victor Stream. I think a few of you all have those. Also the Braille Plus, and also the Icon. And we look to covering other devices in the future. Now, obtaining your content is very simple as 1, 2, 3. One, what you would need to do is you need to set up your favorites. Two, you need to go to our website and download and install the application. Three, you need to attach a portable device, your Victor Reader Stream, your Braille Plus, or your Icon, and then launch the program. It's really that simple. Let's go ahead and take a listen of a recording that I made a few days ago where I downloaded my favorite publications.
NFB underline newsline underline and underline your underline pocket dot x Victor Reader Stream found on drive f colon / connection to the NFB dash newsline in your pocket server has been established. Getting new content for Scott White's Victor Reader Stream. Getting the New Yorker for July 6, 2009. Please do not unplug the device until download is complete ... Completed. Getting the Chicago Tribune for July 4, 2009. Please do not unplug the device until download is complete ... Completed. Getting the Chicago Tribune for July 5, 2009. Please do not unplug the device until download is complete ... Completed. Getting the New Yorker for June 29, 2009. Please do not unplug the device until download is complete ... Completed. Getting the New York Times for July 4, 2009. Please do not unplug the device until download is complete ... Completed. Getting the New York Times for July 5, 2009. Please do not unplug the device until download is complete. Completed. Getting the NFB 2009 convention agenda. Please do not unplug the device until download is complete. Completed. Getting the Baltimore Sun for July 4th, 2009. Please do not unplug the device until download is complete. Completed. Getting the NFB Newsline Detailed Convention Agenda 2009. Please do not unplug the device until download is complete. Completed. Getting the Baltimore Sun for July 5th, 2009. Please do not unplug the device until download is complete. Completed. All content updated on Scott White's Victor Reader Stream. Press Ctrl-C to terminate program or keep it running to keep your device loaded with the latest content.
Now, is that not simple? So that's what we tried to do, make it simple, easy for everyone to download the content to the portable players. Now what I would need to do is go and unplug my device, then I could head out the door, catch the train, a bus, and I'm on my way to school or work. Then I can read it just like everyone else as they're going to work or school. Now what we've done here is also, it's a DAISY file, so you're not losing any of the capabilities to navigate between sections or articles. At level one on your Victor, that's the publication level. At level two, we have the section level. And at level three, that's your articles. So what that means is you can navigate very quickly and efficiently between the sections and your favorites and your articles. Next option that we have available for you is Web News on Demand. Web News on Demand features all the content that's currently on NFB Newsline. What we did is in the design of this website is we made it very simple to use. We made it also for all levels of experience, whether you have just a little bit of experience with using computers or you're a very experienced computer user. Some of the features that we have on Web News on Demand are that you can search an entire publication for a text phrase, just like you do on the phone currently. We have several flexible reading options where you can go ahead and you can read the full paper. You can just simply go ahead and read a section of your favorite paper, or you can go down to the article. Now, another advanced feature that we have is where you can go ahead and get the full publication. You can get your full newspaper emailed to you on demand any time of night or day. You can go ahead and just get several sections of any newspaper mailed to you as well. You can even go ahead and get one simple article mailed to you as well. We get a lot of calls into the National Center saying that people would like copies of different articles. For example, let's say that it's an article that you want to retain for your personal use, be it maybe recipes or some other article of interest. Well, now you can go ahead and have that sent to your email inbox and then retain it for your personal use. We just tried to design this very similar to being like on the experience on the phone. We also have where you can store your favorites. You currently would have to set up your favorites on the phone, but they will be accessible through that website. We have where you can go and you can look for papers by state. We even have one additional option where you can go and you can look for those particular newspapers of interest. They're all in alphabetical order. TV listings are certainly available on Web News on Demand. And again, all these options can be accessed at www.nfbnewslineonline.org. Potable News. Potable News is not currently available, but it's coming in late August, early September. And Potable News is designed to where you can use your MP3 player and you can design and make your own newspaper by getting the different sections. For me, example, I like to get the business financial section for the New York Times, also the money section from USA Today. So what I can do is I can go ahead and create just a newspaper where I get those sections. The way it will work is you will receive an audio file in an audio format. You have to use a podcatching client. So we'll be able now to podcast NFB Newsline. It will use your same voice settings that you have on the phone, and you will receive an audio file in a WAV format that you can transfer to your MP3 playing device. Since every article will be in a separate file, you'll be able to go ahead and still have the capability of jumping from article to article, like what you experience now on the phone. That's Potable News. Our fourth initiative this year is going to be Keystream, and that's going to be coming roughly at the same time, late August, early September. And what Keystream will allow you to do is to hear NFB Newsline over your computer speakers. We're going to use the numeric portion of the keypad over to the right of your keyboard. We're really designing this for persons, and it's going to be zero learning curve, so we're designing this for persons And you don't have to have even adaptive technology on your computer. You just basically would have the keystroke that you would issue on the keyboard, and then it would start talking to you, and you would log in just like you currently do on the phone. That's the way Keystream would work. Again, you can access all these options at www.nfbnewsline.online. Once you go to that website, what you would want to do is you would want to go down from the top of the page to the second link, which is the login link. Pick the particular option that I've described here, the NFB Newsline in your pocket, Web News on Demand, the Potable News, or the Keystream. In the National Center, we get a lot of questions, and majority of those questions refer to, do I need to sign up for these online initiatives? The answer is no. If you're already a Newsline subscriber today, you can go and log on our website and can use those options. Now, if you've never signed up, you need to sign up. There's several ways that you can do that. You can go to our website at www.nfbnewsline.org. There's a self-application on there that you can fill out. You can also call us with any questions about any of these initiatives or to sign up. That number is 866-504-7300. That's 866-504-7300. We stand ready to help you with any of these new initiatives. We also created a demo CD that walks through the NFB Newsline in your pocket and the Web News on Demand, actually going through and installing the program for NFB Newsline in your pocket step by step. So you can call that number that I just gave you, and you can go ahead and get our demo CD. From the nearly 300 newspapers on NFB Newsline to the state-specific information on the local channel, from the magazines to the TV listings, you owe it to yourself to check out NFB Newsline online. In conclusion here today, I wanted to make aware and also wanted to let you know the publicly appreciate the individuals that work at NFB Newsline. We have Carolyn Walton, who is my administrative assistant, and she helps out with the accounting functions as well. We have Bob Watson, who came to us just in the early part of March, and he works with the individual papers and making sure that everything is straight on there for you to listen to your papers. We have Renee West, who helps us with the marketing and outreach. And finally, but not least, not a member of the W Club, the last name, but Dr. Michael Goss, he helps us with the programming. NFB Newsline, on the phone, on the web, and on the go. Thank you.